The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
Have you ever wanted to put a name to a spammer? Well, it's not going to happen today, but we will hear the voice of a spammer, although he does wish to remain anonymous. And, interestingly enough, he is active in the blogosphere, although we can't necessarily share what he does in the blogosphere, but he's out there. So, Mr. No Name Spammer, why do you do what you do?
Well, to be honest, I came to the whole SEO thing over the spamming. So spamming was the first contact I had with SEO, and SEO for me was always spamming. So I never SEO not for a normal brand firm. That's what I called it in a search engine marketing. SEO was always just spamming for me. And well, to be honest, I kind of had some ideas doing good stuff, whitehead stuff on the internet. But when you get to the internet, like I did, 3 years ago, professionally, you have the problem that you don't get the good domain names. You don't get all the stuff you got 7 years ago, for granted, just for free. You don't get anymore, you know. And so it's pretty expensive. What I think, especially getting a good domain name or something like that. And so what I do right now is financing the good SEO stuff, the good white hat stuff, with the spamming. So I just do the spamming for financing the good stuff. So maybe in 2 years I can totally live without spamming, just with my good stuff. And so this has just been building the foundation on spam. You know?
So now, will you ever come out and actually admit that you've done this in public?
Oh yeah, sure, I will. Because I don't really feel feel bad for it, because it's not illegal. We don't do illegal stuff. We don't do email spamming. I don't even do blog spamming, or I don't use RSS feeds of someone, because that are on a copyright. So I don't go to your blog, take your RSS feed and syndicate it on my blog. I won't do that, because that's just wrong. And I'm just annoyed myself by blog spam and by people taking my RSS stuff. And so we just do massive content projects, you know, with our own massive generated content, you know. So it's just our content, but it's not real content, you know, but Google sees it as content, or MSN or Yahoo or whatever. And but we don't do bad stuff. That's what I think. We just do our own stuff. We don't hurt anybody or something like that. And so I don't don't feel that bad about it, because it's not illegal what we do, you know. And we don't force Google to index our stuff, you know. That's what we don't do. And but since we do normal stuff, you can't do that right now, because everybody would just focus on your normal stuff and say, ooh, that's bad and that's bad. And so you can just kind of do that.
So the only spam you do is search engine spam?
Yeah, sure. No, email spam is illegal. You know, it's illegal in Germany, where I come from, just as well. So we can't do that. And you don't want to do that, because there you do it wrong, and you just get in thing with the law. And right now, if you do that, judges everywhere around the world would just put in what do you call it? Just you are the first guy, and they make it real hard. I don't know what you call that. A scapegoat, yeah, or something like that. They will punish you real hard, so and nobody else. Yeah, I make an example out of you. So, and you really don't want to do that. And why would you do that? You know, for a couple extra bucks. You know, I don't need that. It's just we live good.
Wait a minute, but for a couple extra bucks, you don't need that. Well, then why are you doing it now?
No, because I earn enough of what we do there, so I don't really need those couple extra bucks. That's like with my blogs, you know.
You
know.
So you make a couple extra bucks by doing something that's not quite illegal, but not quite. Not quite white hat.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, for example, my blogs are completely without ads or anything. I don't have ads on my blog. I don't sell links on my blog. I don't do anything. I have PageRank 7 blogs or something like that, where everybody says, yeah, can I buy a link on your blog and blah, blah, blah. Or put ads on my blog, because I got blogs that are with 3,000 or 4,000 users a day. And you can really monetize on them, because... And those are the blogs on the financial stuff and on the digital camera stuff, what we do... that you could really monetize that traffic. And I don't do that. I just just live without the ads, because I think it's a better user experience that without the Google AdSense and with all blinking banners and all that stuff. And so they are glad they are ad-free. And, and I don't need the couple extra bucks making it off the sublogs.
So then what do you spam the search engines with?
It's massive generated content.
Right. But what does that mean? I mean, what exactly is that?
Well, it's just auto-generated content.
Of what, though? What kind of content? Well, how would I stumble into some content?
Well, that's content is pretty easy because you just probably... I won't tell you what it will do, but it's just easy. You would just... maybe you just take a direction, a dictionary. You just take a dictionary, put all those words into... into a huge database, you know, and you'd just run different things through that. And maybe you want to build a site on microphones, yeah, you know, on cheap microphone. You just put all those words into the site and say, okay, well, I want 3,000 words, and just out of the dictionary, bloop, you put it out of the database, 3,000 words, just by random. Then you put cheap microphone in there, like 4% of the text percentage. So, okay, put cheap microphone in there 4% of the time. And then add some quotation marks, add some periods, add some comma, and then you get a whole sentence. Oh, Google will think it's a whole sentence. Well, it's not. So...
So then where does that lead to then? How does that generate money for you?
Oh, well, it's just indexable content. You know, Google will just think, or Google or MSN or Yahoo or Ask.com or whatever, will just think that's legitimate content. They will just say, okay, it's content, and they index it. And you just put ads on that.
Okay, so you do run ads then on your spam pages?
Yeah, on the spam pages. I don't run it on the blogs, but I run it on spam pages.
But which ads? What ads?
Oh, well, there are different ads. There you can do it with... you can do it with Google AdSense. You can do it with Overture. You can do it with MSN Ad Center. You can do it with YPN or whatever.
So wait a minute. So Google AdSense then tolerates this kind of behavior?
Well, I don't want to comment that. No, but you have to see it that way. That Google is a stock is on the stock market. You know, they trade on the stock market, and they where a spammer or a SEO gets a lot of money out of them. They are earning a lot of money also, and they cannot just turn that off because that's a lot of money they earn on that.
So you're saying that Google then enables spammers to continue using Google AdSense, using their index. I mean, they may kick you out of the index after you've been in there for a while. I don't exactly know how that works. I mean, as much as an SEO or an SEM might.
And they get quite good at that. So you really have to see they really get good at that. So you have like spam pages up in there for.
So wait a minute. So they're getting good at it. Spammers have to get smarter to game Google's system so that they can use Google AdSense. So that they can make money and Google can make money.
If you want to get it that way, yeah, that's probably right. But it's not. But it's not only AdSense. It's whole different kind of stuff. You know, if you work for a normal customer, you know, just generating traffic for maybe a credit firm or for a firm that sells insurances or whatever, you can just redirect the traffic completely to them. You know, so it's like IP delivery is the big word here. That you just okay, well, Google sees that, and the real customer go into another site.
But is Google the one that you use most often? I mean, compared to like YPN or AdCenter or any other ad serving technology?
No, I can say that. That just totally depends. It just totally depends what kind of traffic you got. You know, Google AdSense is great because with a Google AdSense you can monetize any traffic you got. You can monetize any traffic, whatever word there is, there will be Google ad, even if it's eBay. You know, but I know a lot of spammers just working for eBay who just do eBay traffic, so they just get up traffic like chairs or a ski or a snowboard or whatever, and just redirect it on eBay auctions. Or
how does eBay take to that?
What?
I mean, do they mind that they're getting, they're, I guess, gatewayed by spammers?
Well, they pay a lot of money for that, so, well.
So you're telling me all the big boys, every one of them, even though they say on one hand, no, we don't like spam, forget the spammers, and we must block them, on one hand, they're saying that. On the other hand, they're saying we need the spammers? Is it tantamount to that?
Nah, I wouldn't say it like that, and nobody would say it like this.
Well, of course no one would say it like that, because that's what saying like it is.
Well, let's say it like this. Let's say it like this.
Let's make it more politically correct, I think is what you're saying.
No. What I would say is, with the German Republic and the German Democratic Republic, or what it was called, you know, with, they like, with George W. Bush, like, condemning something for death penalty. Do you call it this? I don't know. Yeah, because you don't actually kill him, but you say, okay, well, he gets the death penalty and someone has to kill him, you know? And here's something, you don't want to know where that traffic comes from. I'm just happy I got the traffic. I'm just happy I get signups. I'm just happy somebody gets on the auctions on that. But I don't want to know where that traffic comes from, you know? And that's probably, okay, sometimes they know, you know, where it's come from, but they really don't care. You don't want to know. It's okay, but I don't want to know, you know? I give you the money, I don't want to know.
So you're saying that it's just a big sham, and the people who suffer are dot, dot, dot. Who are the people that really are getting impacted by this in a negative way?
I didn't get the question. I'm sorry.
You didn't get the question. Okay, so you're making money. Google's making money. Yeah. What about the users? Are they anywhere in this equation? The sheep, the masses out there using the internet.
Yeah. Honestly, I got to say, we got a pretty high click-through rate. So, and what, you know, like my excuse in there is, okay, I get a pretty high click-through rate. So I think the user pretty much found what he was looking for, because he is clicking through to anything on my site, you know, and I'm offering multiple choice. Okay, here you got ads, here you got eBay, here you got this banner, here you got that skyscraper, and whatever. And I got a real big click-through rate. So the user seems to have found what he has been looking for. And you got to see it like this. If you have a search for ringtones and you are ringtones on number one and sending them off to Yamba, for example, in Germany, well, he found ringtones. Okay, that's it. You searched for ringtones, you found ringtones. Okay, well, that's it.
So you're saying then the way you do it is a win-win-win situation.
That's it, yeah. The user is happy because he found what he was looking for. Sure, he doesn't need to know who earned on what extent earned anything, you know. It's just he was looking for something and he found it, and well...
So we should actually be thanking spammers.
No, that's not what I'm saying. No, that's not what I'm saying. But you got to see it like this, like the whole BMW incident, you know? Just take it, for example, with the BMW thing. BMW should be number one on the search term BMW type 3. I don't know what you call those things over here. These three, for example, yeah. But it was not, you know, but it was not, because there were companies like Autoscout, like mobile.de, like mobile.com or whatever, you know, were on the top of that list, you know. But it should have been BMW, because the people were looking for BMW. So BMW had to make that content more accessible. And they have a site which is like, that site costs like a six-digit number, you know. And that side is pretty intense with flash animation, with pictures, you know, because they have to do it. That's their big brand. They can't do the SEO stuff, you know, just with hot HTML and CSS, you know. And so they had to find a way making it more accessible. Okay, well, they make it real shitty, you know. That's what they got banned for. They don't get on top with just their site, which did cost a lot of money. So, well... That's kind of my point.
So the good guy ended up getting screwed because the bad guys were winning.
If you want to put it that way, yeah.
I think I just did put it that way.
You obviously did.
Well, you've definitely given me quite a bit of food for thought with your unique perspectives. I'd be curious to know how many other people in the industry share your thoughts.
I think there's a lot of like changing...
Thousands, millions?
No.
Hundreds?
So I quite know a lot in Europe, you know, who do just the same. And you know,
do you have any names and addresses?
Yeah, sure. I give it to post it on your website. No, sure.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, and I'll have to keep an eye on the stuff that you're doing.
You're welcome.
The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.